弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
那我们开始之前，我们还是先有点祷告。
And before we begin, we are going to have more prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在要把我们心中的感谢、赞美再次归给你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to give our thanks and praise to you again.
谢谢你在我们的薄饼聚会当中向我们显现。
And thank you for revealing yourself to us at your table.
要我们这些人虽然在地，但确实可以品尝到在天的滋味。
Even though we are on earth, but we can taste of the heaven.
因为我们知道桌上的饼杯实在是你爱的表记。
Because we know that the Lord's table is revealing your love.
有一天在你永远的国度里面，我们要与你一同坐席，我们要与你面对面。
That we are going to be sitting in the heaven with you again and face to face to you.
主要是在想到你为我们所预备的这荣耀的盼望、荣耀的结局，我们要来感谢你。
And we thank you for arranging this glorious ending for us.
我们也愿意把下面的时间也交在主的手中。
And we want to give out the following time into your hand.
求主在我们一起来交通、一起来学习你话语的时候，你也怜悯我们、恩待我们、向我们说话。
May you have grace on us when you are having fellowship with us and speak to us.
预备我们众人的心。
And prepare our heart.
特别把为你做出口的交在主的手中。
And also prepare the one who is speaking for you.
你知道他是何等的有限和软弱。
And you know how weak and limited he is.
求你自己的灵亲自来充满他，来使用他。
May your Holy Spirit fill him and use him.
也把我们翻译的姐妹也交在主的手中。
And also put the one who is interpreting for you.
盼望圣灵借着我们这样不配的服侍，你自己的工作可以成就在我们当中。
May the Holy Spirit achieve the work.
求主听我们这样的祷告。奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
May Lord hear our prayer in Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 那我们先来读两段经文呢。
And let's turn to two scriptures.
第一段经文在马太福音二十八章十六节到二十节。
A book of Matthew, chapter 28.
二十八章十六节到二十节，我们一起来念。
And let's read together.
是一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
这里面我们特别注意第十九节啊，说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Pay attention to the verse 19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
我们再来看第二段经文，是在《使徒行传》的第一章六到九节。
A second scripture is in the book of Acts.Chapter 1, verse 9, verse 6.
我还是一起来念哈，说他们聚集的时候，问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候、日期，不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”说了这话，他们正看的时候。他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at the time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or date the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
这里面我们特别注意第八节，说但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Pay attention to the verse 8. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the world.
大家读这两段经文有没有感觉很耳熟？
So these two verses are very familiar.
第一段经文是上周建立弟兄讲的信息的主题经文。
So、the first verse was mentioned by our brother son last week.
第二段经文在弟兄的信息当中也提到了。
And the second verse was also mentioned in his message.
那我现在问大家一个问题啊，大家还记得上周建立弟兄分享的题目吗？
So let me ask you a question. Do you remember the theme that he was preaching last week?
我们弟兄交通的题目是你们要去。
The message that he shared last week is, you have to go.
那弟兄在信息当中提醒我们要去。
And brothers has mentioned that we have to go.
教会要去主动的传福音。
We have to go spread the gospel.
让更多的人能够有机会得到福音的好处。
So that more people can receive the goodness of the gospel.
也能够像我们一样能够相信主，能够得到神永远的生命。
So that they can be like us, receiving the eternal life.
盼望我们每个人不仅是成为一个接受祝福的人。
So not only everyone can receive the blessings,
我们更是在主的恩典和怜悯里面能够成为一个传递祝福的人。
But in God's grace, we can be a vessel to spread the God, to spread the blessings.
能够把神的救恩从我们当中能够传递出去。
And so that we can give out the salvation.
那其实主的带领挺奇妙的，当我预备今天的信息的时候。
So today is a miracle guidance from the Lord when I was preparing the message.
那主给我的感动是关于教会，关于教会的建造。
So Lord has touched me to talk about the building up of the church.
那我的负担也是这两节经文。
So I have this burden on these two verses.
那上周，所以当我知道这个建立弟兄有分享这段经文的时候，我里面其实有一点点担心啊。
So when last week Brother Sun was sharing, I had this concern.
我担心我们俩如果讲的一样的话，我还要预备其他的题目。
I was concerned that he might be covering my own messages, that I have to prepare a brand new one.
那感谢主，当我听完弟兄的信息以后，我就很得释放。
Thanks the Lord that he relieved me after listening to Brother Sun.
因为我知道我要分享跟弟兄分享的角度略有不同。
Because I'm going to share with you from a different angle.
那感谢主，他的话是丰富的。
Thanks the Lord that his word is abundant.
当我们从不同的角度来读神的话的时候。
When we are reading God's word from a different angle.
神会给我们不同的得着，不同的领受。
The Lord will give us different receivings.
那所以在这一周，在我越预备这段信息的时候。
So as I was preparing this passage,
我就实在感谢主，我就感觉说，建立弟兄在上一周分享的信息和我今天所要交通的，我们是彼此呼应。
I thanks the Lord that our messages actually echo with each other.
就好像是连续剧一样，那弟兄交通的是第一集。
And it's like a first part that the brother son shared last week.
那我今天在这里交通第二集。
And I'm the second part sharing today.
我不知道下周的弟兄他要不要交通第三集。
I don't know if the brother is going to share the third part next week.
我今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通的题目，像派爵刚刚讲的是做门徒做见证。
So today I'm going to share about be disciples and be witnesses.
那做门徒是从主在马太福音吩咐这些门徒所说的。
So be disciples was mentioned in the book of Matthew.
那做见证是在使徒行传中主所说的。
And be witnesses is mentioned in the book of Acts.
尽管这两段话两段经文是出自于圣经不同的经卷，甚至作者也不同。
Even though these are mentioned in two different books and by two different authors.
其实他们都是记录的是同一件事情。
But they are mentioning about the same thing.
记录的都是主在升天之前在地上最后的这一件事情。
And they are recording, the event happened before Jesus ascended to heaven.
记录的是他最后在与门徒的一段对话。
And they are recording the conversation Jesus had with his disciples.
我们也可以说这是最后一次主对门徒的吩咐。
Or we can also say that this is the last command that Jesus had for his disciples.
这是为什么我们常常说这段话是大使命。
And therefore, we always said that this is the Great Commission.
那上一周弟兄已经替我大概讲了前面的背景，讲到这里面的你们，尽管字面上讲的是这十一个门徒。
So last week, Brother Sun was mentioning about the background.
但是他所代表的却是历世历代的教会。
But this is actually representing the churches in throughout the history.
所以你说这是最后的吩咐，你说是这是大使命，是对历世历代教会所讲的。
So this great commission is ordering to all the churches.
当然也包括今天在地上的教会，包括我们今天 Newark 的聚集。
And that including all the churches nowadays and our church in Newark.
说这是他给地上教会的使命，或者他给地上教会的托付。
And this is the commission and the order from the Lord to churches. churches.
如果我们仔细看这两段经文的话，其实他们中间有一个关系。
So if we carefully read these two passages, we will see the relationships.
他们的重点略有不同。
Their main point may be different.
在马太福音中所记下来的是关于这个使命的内容。
In the book of Matthew is the content of this great commission.
那使徒行传所记载是关于这个使命的目的。
And in the book of Acts, it's talk about the goal of the commission.
如果我们读的是中文的和合本圣经的话，
If we are reading the Chinese version,
这里的使命内容好像给我们看见三方面啊。
This commission shows us three points.
第一个是讲说使万民做我的门徒。
First is to go and make disciples of all nations.
那第二个是讲说奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And the second is baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit.
第三个讲说教训他们遵守我所吩咐。
Then the third is teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
那使命只有一个。
But the commission has only one.
在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
That is to be the witnesses in Jerusalem and all in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
那我们先来看这个使命哈，这三个内容。
So let's look at this commission, the three points in the commission.
那主所吩咐的顺序是第一个要做我的门徒，第二个是要给他们施洗，第三个是要教训他们我所吩咐所遵守。
So the first is to make disciples, and the second is baptizing them, and the third is teaching them.
如果我们把这三个顺序放在我们教会当中，你想一想，没有感觉有点怪。
So if you put them in orders, it is a little bit weird.
因为今天在我们的聚会当中，我们所做的顺序常常是调过来，是第二个、第三个，然后才是第一个。
Because nowadays we always do number second first, and then the third, and then the first.
所以在今天在教会当中，常常发生就是我们先施洗，因为当有人得救信而受洗，所以我们所做的第一步是施洗，是传福音。
So now what we see in churches nowadays is when someone believes, then we baptize them.
就像上周建立弟兄所提到所强调的。
And this was mentioned last week as well.
教会要应该出去传福音，让那些不认识主的人能够有机会听到福音，接受福音。
And church has to spread the gospel so that the people have not heard of the gospel will receive the gospel.
当有人愿意相信，愿意接受悔改，接受主的时候。
And when someone is willing to receive and repent.
那教会还有另外一个很重要的任务，就是来教导他们。
And the second obligations of church is to teach them.
这也是我们聚会一个很重要的目的。
And this is one of the main goal of gathering.
我们一起来查考圣经，一起来明白神的话。
That we gather together to Bible study and understand God's word.
那我们一起来交通神的话，一起来遵守神的吩咐。
And we have fellowship together and obey God's commandment.
当主的话在我们里面越来越丰富，我们的生命成长长大的时候。
When the Lord's word become full in us, our life grow.
我们才好像是成为一个门徒，越来越像主。
Then we will become the disciples and more like Jesus.
所以这是我们在教会当中常常做的顺序。
And this is the things that we do all the time in church.
那这个顺序如果跟主吩咐的那个顺序来比的话，我们会发现说其实是不大一样的。
So you will see the order is a little bit different from the Bible.
那为什么会有这样的差异呢？
So why is there a difference?
如果我们要去读英文的这一段的这一节的经文，答案就很清楚。
But if you are reading the English version, then you will see the why there is a difference.
那这节英文是讲说 ，Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
So here it says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
Baptizing them, teaching them.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
And then teaching them.
And then teaching them.
这里你会发现说施洗也好。教训也好，是两个分词，表明是一个持续不断的动作。
So baptizing and teaching are continuous tense that it continue to happen.
这句话里面只有一个动词。
And there is actually one word, verb.
这个动词就是 make disciples.
And that is make disciples.
使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
所以这里面要我们看见，其实这个使命的内容也只有一个。
So you will see that this great commission has only one goal.
就是你们要使万民做我的门徒。
That is to make disciples of all nations.
那当我们要去做这件事情的时候，它包括两个方面。
But when we have to achieve this goal, there are two aspects.
一个方面是传福音，使人相信接受，然后给他们施洗。
One is to spread the gospel so that they believe and then baptize them.
另外一个就是教导这些相信的人，让他们能够明白主的话，明白主的吩咐，去遵守主的吩咐。
And then teaching them to obey everything God has commanded us.
所以如果从这句话我们看见说主所看重，主所要得着的就是门徒。
So you will see that the goal is to,is to obtain disciples.
但是人要如果能够成为门徒，必须教会要做两件事情，一个是要传福音，一个是要教导造就。
But in order to have disciples, the church has to do two things. One is spread the gospel, baptize them, and teaching them.
就像人走路一样，这里面有两件事情教会都要做。
Just like teaching a kid to walk, so this is what church has to do.
教会要传福音，教会要造就弟兄姊妹。
Church has to spread the gospel, has to teach them.
所以这是这两句话我们看见，一个是主所看重的是要得到门徒。
So this is the main point to obtain and make disciples.
那教会要完成主的心意，要做两件事情，一个要传福音，一个要教导主的话。
And church has two things to do, which is to spread the gospel and to teach them.
那到底什么是门徒？
And so what is disciples?
简单的讲，其实门徒这些我们今天常常讲的学生。
Disciples you may think of as students.
但是跟今天的学生又有很大的区别。
But there is a big difference.
要讲的话，门徒更像是我们以前讲的那种学徒。
It's more like apprentice.
那据说以前的学徒都是与师父是同吃同住的。
So apprentices will live with their teachers.
他们所要学的不仅是师父的手艺，师父的技能。
So they are not only learning the technique from their teachers.
他们与师父同吃同住，也要学会师父的为人处事，师父的这些生命性情。
They are living and eating together with their teachers so that they learn the characters and personalities of their teachers.
所以当这个徒弟要学成出师毕业的时候，
So when the apprentice is going to graduate,
他不仅学会了师父全部的手艺，
Not only has he learned the skills and techniques,
甚至他的一举一动都很像师父，
Even he acts like his teacher.
所以这里面讲的门徒就是指的是这种学徒。
So the disciples is equivalent to like this apprentice.
那这些门徒的师父就是前面讲的那个得了天上地下所有权柄的主耶稣。
And the teachers of these apprentice disciples is the Jesus Christ who has achieved in the heaven and earth.
那我们都知道我们的主是神国度的王。
We know that our Lord is the King of Kings.
他不仅是万主之主，他更是万王之王。
He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他所要教导这些门徒、这些学生的功课，就是让他们学习能够做王。
The lessons that he gave to his disciples is to be king.
因为有一天他应许我们所有这些神的子民要在神的国度里面一起与他做王。
Because he wants the people of his to be kingdom ruling the world.
所以他希望这些学生、这些门徒不仅学习有做王的这些法则。
So he wants his apprentices not to learn just the rule being king.
里面更是有这些做王的生命和性情。
But they have to have this king's nature.
那学习的结果当然就像我刚刚讲这些这个出师的这些学徒一样，能够越来越像主。
So the result is like those graduated apprentices that they will be more like Christ.
能够越来越彰显出神的荣耀和权。
That they can reveal Lord's glory more and more.
所以你看见说我们其实得救、相信、接受主是一次性的事。我们只要相信这件事情，救恩就临到我们。
So today, once we believe the salvation comes to us.
但是我们要明白神的话，我们的生命要长大成熟，这个是经过一生之久的学习。
But we have to understand Lord's word, and we have to learn His word, and this takes the whole lifetime.
我们要常常一起来学习主的话，交通主的话，能够明白神的心意。
That we have to learn together and have a fellowship together to understand His will.
那我们现在来看说，为什么主这么看重，或者是主要在人当中得着门徒这件事。
So why the Lord want to receive disciples?
那使徒行传一章八节告诉我们说，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And here it mentioned that, the Lord wants us to be the testimony to the end of the earth.
说主看重门徒，是因为主在这些门徒上有一个目的，有一个托付。
Because the Lord has a goal on us.
就是这些门徒要在全地成为主自己的见证。
That the disciples has to be the testimonies in the earth.
叫人可以因着门徒的见证能够认识主，能够认识神。
So that from the witnesses, people can get to know the Lord.
那我这里要再强调一下，这里的你们还是指的历史历代的教会。
And here I want to emphasize you in this passage is the generations of churches in history.
所以这个吩咐这个托付做见证这件事情也是托付给历史历代教会。
So this commandment is to a burden for all the churches in history.
那使徒行传记得很清楚，说主耶稣说完这句话以后就被接升天了，就看不见了。
And here at the end of the book of Acts, and he says that Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven.
那希腊的圣经告诉我们说，我们的主现今坐在高天至大者的右边。
And he was sitting on the right hand side of the of God.
但是地上的人却是看不见他，也听不见他。
So the people on earth cannot see or hear him anymore.
所以地上的人怎么才能够知道他、认识他，怎么才能够接受他呢
？So then, how can earthly people receive and hear him?
答案就是要借着教会在地上的见证。
And the answer is through the witnesses of church.
可以说，今天每一个奉主名的聚集，每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们身上都有这样的托付。
And therefore, everyone who has already saved has this mission on us.
神盼望我们都能够在这个地上来见证他，能够成为他道成肉身的见证人。
Lord wants every one of us to be His testimony.
其实这件事情不稀奇啊。今天地上有很多的公司，都有很多的产品，都有自己的形象代言人。
So actually, it should not be surprising to us because a lot of companies have spokesperson nowadays.
甚至很多国家有自己的形象大使。
And a lot of countries have their own image ambassador.
你说他是代言人也好，你说他是形象大使也好，通常都是一些非常著名的人。
So either spokespersons or ambassadors, they are famous people.
或者是在一些特别的领域里面是非常成功的人。
Or they are very outstanding successful person.
那这些产品呢，这些公司，这些国家都是希望说借着这些代言人能够让他们的产品、公司、国家能够得到益处。得到正面积极的影响。
So the company, the product want to have a positive image on customers through this spokesperson.
那我现在有个问题问大家，我们在座当中有没有这样的人？
So let me ask you.
你是哪个产品、哪个公司、哪个国家的代言人、形象大使？
So let me ask you, is there anyone sitting here as a spokesperson for something or ambassador for a country?
据我所知是没有。
As far as I know, there is none.
我想其中有一个主要的原因是因为我们不够著名，对不对？我们不够出名。
So maybe because we are not famous enough.
但是很稀奇的一件事情，主竟然愿意拣选我们这些软弱不堪的人，做他的代言人，做他的形象大使。
But we should be surprised that our Lord choose us to be his spokesperson and his ambassador.
不是我们配，实在是神高抬了我们。
It's not because we are worthy, but the Lord has raised us.
那撒母耳记上里面有一段话，他讲说他从灰尘里面抬举贫寒人，从粪堆当中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的地位。
First Samuel it mentioned that he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He sits them with princes and has the inherit a throne of honor.
我们就是这些贫寒人，我们就是这些穷乏人。
So we are the poor people.
但是今天神他怜悯我们，他提拔我们。
But Lord has mercy on us and He lifts us up.
给我们这样的机会，给我们这样的特权，能够成为他自己的形象大使。
Give us this opportunity and chances to be the ambassador of Him.
你知道今天有很多这些形象代言人会叫什么人设？就是忽然之间。发现了他一些丑闻，然后就被公司就把他除名了。
So you know a lot of spokesperson, they have some shame event happened, scandal happened, and then they are being fired. They are fired.
因为他们的所为没有办法给产品给公司带来正面的影响。
Because they could not give the positive image on their product anymore.
所以我们当中也提醒我们，今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们是。主的形象大使。
So we should remind ourselves that we are the saved people and the ambassador of Jesus Christ.
不要因我们的软弱，让我们的主的名能够蒙羞啊。
And therefore, do not shame our Jesus name because of our weakness.
那这里面我们再来看说，主这里所说的说给我做我的见证。
And here it mentioned that be my witness.
这个见证指的是一个完整的见证。
And this witness is a complete witness.
这个见证可以把主耶稣基督的生命性情，把耶稣基督的丰富能够见证出来，这是主所要见证。
And this testimony has to reveal the fullness of Christ.
要想做出这样的见证，我们不能只停留在得救的这个根基上。
To be able to be a testimony, we cannot be staying in the same stage as being saved.
我们要追求与神有更好的关系，追求属灵生命的成长。
We have to seek a better relationship with Christ.
我们只有进到耶稣基督的丰富里面，我们才能够见证耶稣基督的丰富。
Only if we can enter into God's abundance, then we can testify His abundance.
那我们怎么能够进到耶稣基督的丰富里面？
So how can we enter into His fullness?
那过去周五，常见弟兄来我们。这边讲信息啊。
So last Friday, our brother 常建 was here.
他讲到诗篇二十七篇讲到大卫的故事。
And he mentioned about David.
他说大卫是一个与神亲近的人。
David is the one that close to God.
因为大卫与神亲近，所以他能够得到神的亮光。
Because David is close to God, he can be enlightened from God.
那我借用同样的这个条件说，如果我们与神亲近，我们才能够知道耶稣基督的丰富。
So here, in parallel, saying that we have to be in God's fullness to understand His abundance.
我们才可能进到耶稣基督的丰富里面来见证他的丰富。
And then we can enter into His fullness and testify His abundance.
如果没有与神没有好的关系，我们的见证最多也只能是零零碎碎的一点一点。
If we don't have a close relationship, then we can only have a broken testimony.
所以这里给我们看见说得救非常非常的重要。
And therefore we see that salvation is important.
因为得救是人与神恢复正常关系的一个开始。
Because salvation is the beginning of restoring the relationship.
人得救了，他就可以脱离永死，进入永生，这是圣经里面告诉我们。
Once you are saved, you can escape from the eternal death and enter into eternal life.
但我们不要有一个错觉，以为我们只要得救了，什么问题就都解决了。
But don't misunderstand that we can just be safe and then every problem is solved.
只要我们拿到天国的入场券了，我们就不必再做什么，我们不必再追求什么。
Don't think that we just need the admission ticket and then we don't need to do anything.
我们可能会跟主，有的人请一天假，有的人请一个月的假，我们甚至有人跟主请个长假。
Somebody has to take a day off from the Lord, or take a month off, or take a longer days off.
但是今天这两段话告诉我们说，得救其实不是终点。
But today we have to understand that the salvation is not the destination.
从另一个角度也告诉我们，其实得救不是神拯救人的最终目的。
And in another word, salvation is not the goal of God.
神拯救人是要将人挽回到神起初的心意创造的里面。
God wants to bring back to His original design.
那圣经起初告诉我们说，神造人按照神的形象和样式，是要人来管理全地。
So when God created man, He wanted man to subdue the earth and rule over the world.
换句话说，是让人在地上为神执掌王权。
And on another word is that God wants men to rule over the world.
那刚刚我们伯饼聚会里面的时候，有个姐妹也祷告。
So there was another prayer earlier.
她说那个主说我来了，要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And in the Bible it says, I have come so they may have life and have it to the full.
所以这里面讲到说，我们得救就是得了神所赐给我们这个生命。
So when we are saved, we receive the life.
这个生命是神的生命，是属天的生命。
And this life is heavenly life.
但只不过是一个开始。
But it's only a beginning.
尽管它对于我们原本这些死在罪恶过犯当中的人，我们得蒙拯救，得到这个属天的生命，这是一个天大的事情。
So to us who are dying in the transgression and sins, it may be a big deal.
是值得我们为此欢欣鼓舞的一件事情。
It should be rejoiced.
但是主的话没有只是停留在这里。
But the Lord's word did not stop here.
主的话是说，并且要得的更丰盛。
Lord said you have to get it more abundant.
主不单单是要把他的生命赏赐给人。
Not only he wants to give the life to man.
主最终的目的是要人得到一个更丰盛的生命。
The goal of God is to give us a more abundant life.
那圣经上不仅主这样说，彼得其实在圣灵的感动里面，他说出同样的话。
And in the Peter also said this.
那在彼得后书开始的时候，彼得讲说，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们的主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Second Peter says, "You will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ."
这是在彼得后书开始一章十一节。
Second Peter chapter 1:11.
讲到说我们要丰丰富富的进入神的国。
That we will be entering into the kingdom of the Lord with richness.
那彼得在彼得后书结束的时候，在三章十八节讲了几乎同样的话。
And Peter mentioned in the end of the Second Peter chapter 3,
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所有这些话都给我们看见，主是要我们去追求得到生命当中一切的丰盛。
So the Lord wants us to pursue the richness.
在得生命和得丰盛的生命之间有很长的一段路。
To receive life and to receive the abundance has a long way.
所以这里也提醒我们，我们不能只停留在得生命这个程度。
So we cannot stop at receive life.
我们要看见耶稣基督的生命的丰富，要去竭力的追求。
We have to see the richness of this life, and so that we can pursue it.
就像使徒保罗一样。
Just like Apostle Paul.
他讲，他说，忘记背后，努力面前，现在标杆直跑。
And he said, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead.
那如果我们看教会的历史，很多的圣徒都因为在神的这些话上看见神的旨意，他们竭力的来追求。
So throughout the history, a lot of saints have saw this goal, and so they work hard.
盼望今天神也感动我们，我们也不只是停留在得救，停留在生命这个肤浅的程度。
May the Lord help us so that we do not stop at receiving life.
我们也愿意能够得到神更丰盛的生命。
That we are willing to receive more abundantly.
那我们也要承认说。即使是我们有丰盛的生命
，So we have to also admit that even though if we receive this fullness of life，
当我们来见证主、见证神的时候，还是远远的不够。
When we are trying to testify for the Lord, it's still not enough。
因为我们所信的神，他是充满万有的神。
Because the Lord that we receive, that we believe in is great。
我们所要见证的主耶稣基督，他是包含神一切丰盛的主。
And He is the abundance.God.
任何一个个人都没有办法承载耶稣基督的丰富。
Not any individual who can receive everything from the Lord.
任何一个人都没有办法把耶稣完整的见证出来。
And no individual can testify for the Lord completely.
一个人即使你有再深的经历，对主有再多的认识，你所能见证的只是一点点。
No matter how one person has great experience with the Lord, they can only testify partial of the testimony.
因为我们这个人跟神比实在是太渺小，太有限。
Because as an individual, we are too small compared with God.
主需要一个足够大的器皿来见证他。
God require a bigger vessel to testify for him.
那圣经里面告诉我们，在旧约的时候，神是选召了亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的子孙，就是全体以色列人来给他做见证。
So in the Old Testament, God has chosen Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's descendants, the whole Israelites, to testify for him.
这里我要特别强调一下，说他拣选的是全体以色列人，不是以色列当中的一些人。
And here it mentioned that God has chosen the whole Israelites, the whole nation, not just one person.
特别是在出埃及记十九章，他呼召全体的以色列人做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
In the book of Exodus, it mentioned that he called the kingdom of priests and holy nations he wants the Israelites to be.
对全体的以色列人，神有这样的要求，是让他们站在神和万民中间，给神做见证。
So he wants Israelites to be a testimony among people.
引导万民都来归向神
，so that they can guide everyone into Him.
同样，借着以赛亚这个先知，神也不停地向以色列人宣告说：“你们是我的见证。
”And through the prophet Isaiah, God also says, "Keep saying to the Israelites, 'You are my witness.'"
旧约神拣选的是全体以色列人。
In the Old Testament, God has chosen the whole group of Israelites.
那在新约的日子，神拣选的是地上的教会。
And in the New Testament, God has chosen the churches.
让教会在地上为神做见证。
So that church can testify for the Lord.
尽管这个方法好像有点改变，但是神的目的和旨意从来没有改变。
The way has changed, but the goal did not change.
那一些人给神做见证，他们的根基是律法。
So the foundation of the Israelites is based on the law.
教会给神做见证，他们的根基是生命的恩典。
And the basis for church is on God's grace.
我们知道律法是恩典的影子。
And we know the law is under the grace.
所以以色列人是在预表当中为神做见证。
And therefore, the Israelites is the shadow of the testimony.
那教会是在具体的经历当中给神做见证。
And the church is reviewing God through experience.
所以教会给神做的见证是实体的见证。
And so church is giving a practical testimony.
见证的根基不一样，但是见证的内容和目的都是一样的。
The base foundation might be different, but the goal and the content is the same.
旧约的日子，以色列是神在地上唯一的见证。
So the, in the Old Testament, Israelite is the only testimony for the Lord.
同样今天在新约的日子，教会是神在地上唯一的见证。
And in the New Testament, church is the only testimony for the Lord.
我们都很熟悉一段经文，在以弗所书一章二十二到二十三节。
And we are also familiar with another scripture in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
那里告诉我们说，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
当所有蒙恩得救的人聚在一起的时候，就成为教会。
When everyone who are saved gather together, it becomes church.
这里面教会被称为基督的身体，与基督联系在一起。
And church is called the body of Christ and connected with Christ.
神把他一切的丰盛都有形有体的放在他的儿子耶稣基督的里面。
God has put everything in His Son.
今天因着教会与基督有联系
，and because church is connected with Christ.
神一切的丰盛借着耶稣基督就充满在教会当中。
And so all the abundance from God is revealed through church.
当教会充满了基督的时候，教会就成为基督的见证。
When church is full of Christ, then church becomes a witnesses for Christ.
给我们看见，只有教会才能够显出基督的见证。
And then you will see that only church can reveal God's testimony.
所以我到这儿，我要把我之前讲的小结一下。
So I want to a little bit conclude.
所以这里面让我们看见，神拯救人最终的目的不是为了我们个人。
So you will see that the salvation of God from God is not for individual.
尽管这个得救是从我们个人开始。
Even though the salvation started from individual,
甚至追求生命长进也是我们个人的事情。
And even about pursuing the spiritual growth is a personal thing.
但是这个救恩的终极目的是在建造教会上。
But the goal of the salvation is on church.
就像我们植树造林一样。
Just like God's initial creation of man.
树必须是一棵一棵造下去的，种植下去。
Like as we are planting tree, we have to plant one by one.
当我们种树的时候，我们都看见说这个树还是一棵小幼苗。
And then we will see a small tree in the beginning.
但是当这些树种下去，当这些树长大的时候，它就成为林。
But as the tree grows, it becomes forest.
救恩也是这个样子，也是先一个一个人得救。
And salvation is the same. We have to plant one by one.
那当这些得救的人生命成熟的时候，这个团体就成为灵，就成为耶稣基督的见证。
When the life of these saved people grow up, then they become the testimony for God.
所以得救只是满足我们罪人，我们这些人的需要。
So salvation only satisfies us as sinners.
生命长大成熟得胜才是满足神的需要。
Our life grow and become mature is to satisfy God.
那我们求神帮助我们，让我们的眼睛能够脱离常常我们只看见我们个人的需要。
So may the Lord help us that our eyes cannot will not be fixed only on individually.
我们很少有时间去想说到底神要什么。
Sometimes we do not think about this.
那今天神给教会一个托付，一个使命，就是让我们在地上为他做见证。
So God gave us this commission and mission that we have to be witnesses for Him.
如果教会不成熟、不长大、不被建造起来，就没有办法完成神的使命。
If church does not grow and does not mature, then they cannot be the witness for God.
那我们现在下面看一点说关于教会建造的事情。
So let's start also looking into how to build up the church.
那我们一起来读几处的经文。
And let's read a few scriptures.
那第一处是在马太福音十六章十八节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 18.
那里面主说：“我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。”
On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
第二段是在以弗所书二章十九到二十二节。
Second is Book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。 并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
第三处经文也是在以弗所书的四章十一到十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
最后一处经文是在彼得前书二章五节。
First Peter chapter 2.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
大家如果看这几节经文，然后会发现这几节经文都有个共同点。
So if you look at these few scriptures and what are the common points?
这里面都提到建造或者是建立。
And here it mentioned about building up.
所以这些话告诉我们一个共同的事实啊。
And therefore it's pointing out to the one common point.
就是神在救恩当中所要做的工作就是为了建造教会。
So the goal of God through salvation is to build.
这里面讲以弗所书二章十节讲到说我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的。
So here it says that we are the work of God.
那这个工作原文其实是指杰作 ，masterpiece.
And originally it mentioned, it refers to masterpiece.
那这个我们或者团体指的是教会，讲到说我们是他的杰作。
So church is his masterpiece.
那什么是杰作
？And what is his masterpiece means?
简单的说，杰作就是一个工作，叫做工的人能够因着这个工作得到称赞，得到声望。
And another understanding is through this masterpiece, the one who will work on this will receive praises.
那尽管我不懂音乐哈，但我知道说每个音乐家，著名的音乐家都有他的杰作。
Even though I'm not a musician, but a lot of masterpiece from the master musician.
就像当我们提到命运交响曲的时候，我们就想到谁
？So if we mention a famous song, we will remember who?
我们就会想到贝多芬。
And then we will remember Beethoven.
因为那是他的杰作。
Because that's his masterpiece.
同样，很多的这个作家也好，艺术家也好，都是如此。
And a lot of authors, artists are like this as well.
他们一生当中可能写很多书，画很多画。
They might have a lot of writings and drawings.
但是其中的一本书，其中的一幅画就成为他的杰作。
But one of the famous one will become his masterpiece.
他会因着这个杰作而闻名。
And then he will become famous because of this masterpiece.
很稀奇地告诉我们，神是因着教会建造教会这件事情得到荣耀。
And here it says that Lord will receive the glory through building up a church.
那教会是神的杰作。
And the church is the masterpiece of Lord.
所以这是让我们看见神在这个救恩当中，他所要最终达到的目的。
So we will see the goal of God is to achieve building up a church.
如果我们细看在建造教会这件事情上。父子圣灵三位一体的神都有参与。
And if you look at it in detail, that you will see the Holy Spirit and the Son of God are working on this together.
我记得以前江弟兄举过一个例子。
I remember an example mentioned by Brother Kong.
他讲到说建造教会的时候，父神就是这个杰作这个的设计者。
That when in the work of building church, Father, Heavenly Father is the master.
所有的计划都是从心中开，从神的心中开始的，是他设计。
So he is the designer.
那今天借着圣灵的启示，我们能够明白，知道神的心意的杰作是什么。
And through the Holy Spirit, we can understand His plan.
那神的儿子耶稣基督就是这个杰作的模型。
And the Son of God is the model.
是神心中计划的蓝图。
that is the blueprint of God.
也可以说神里面这个心思意念里面的具体体现都是借着耶稣基督体现出来。
That he revealed all his will and desire through Jesus Christ.
那圣灵是这个工作的执行者，也是我们常常说的 CEO， 建造者，总监督。
And the Holy Spirit is the executor, just like CEO nowadays.
他负责建造。
That he is responsible in building.
一切与教会建造有关的都交在圣灵的手中。
Anything related to the building will be in the Holy Spirit's hand.
由圣灵来调度，来圣灵来协调。
And the Holy Spirit will coordinate the work.
所以从这个角度来讲说，整本的圣经其实都在讲说父子圣灵在建造这方面的工作。
So from this angle, we will see that the Heavenly Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are working together.
旧约是这个杰作的预表，新约是把这个预表所象征的事实表明出来。
Old Testament is to reveal the work, and the New Testament is to reveal the fact of the product.
我们看见父子圣灵是建造教会的设计者。
And then we see the design.
那刚刚我们读的那个彼得前书第二章告诉我们什么是建造的材料。
And the first Peter mentioned about what is the material.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成灵宫。
You come before the Lord as like the living stone.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女，都是神用来建造教会的材料。
Every saved believer is the living stone being used to build this church.
尽管这个得救最终的目的不是为着我们个人。
Even though the end goal is not for individual purpose.
但是我们个人生命的成长却跟建造教会有。很重要的关系。
But the growth of individual saved persons is closely related to the goal.
这里告诉我们说，只有当我们像活石的时候，才能够被主用来做成建造教会的材料。
So here it says that only if we are the living stones, we can be used to build.
主才能够用来建造灵宫。
Then we can be built into a spiritual house.
所以当我们看见神的心意是建造教会的时候，
So when we see God's goal is to build the spiritual house.
这个心意要借着我们每个人在主里面生命成长才能够成就的时候，
And this goal can only be achieved through every one of us being mature.
盼望神能够在我们里面有一个催促，有一个提醒。
And may the Lord help to hasten us.
就是我们要追求更多的认识主，更多的认识基督。
That we have the we need to desire to know the Lord more.
当我们这样做的时候，其实就是与主同工，与神同工。
When we do this, then we are actually co-working with God.
求主真的能够帮助我们，像能够像施洗约翰一样，让主的生命在我们里面越来越丰富。
May the Lord help us to be like baptized John, that we are willing to grow spiritually.
让我们的旧人能够越来越衰微。
So that our old self can shrink.
当讲到教会建造的事情的时候，
And in the subject of building up a church,
我们就知道说其实保罗在这方面得到的启示最多。
Then we see that Paul received the most revelation.
可以说神把建造教会这个托付给保罗。
That building up church, this burden has been sent to Paul.
在保罗的书信里面，保罗所提到的建造这个词多达20多次。
Paul has written all these letters and mentioned more than 200 times about building.
那我只选一节经文啊。
And I only want to mention one of the scripture.
一段经文在哥林多前书3:9-10。
In the book of Corinthians.
3:9-10。
Chapter 3.
哥林多前书3:9-10，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。哥林多前书3:9-10。
Don't you know that you yourself are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred and you are the temple.
保罗这里描述说，他像一个聪明的工头一样与神同工。
So Paul is the contractor.
因为保罗知道只有圣灵才是那个唯一的工头。
Because he knows that only Holy Spirit is the leader.
是圣灵在那里安排调度一切建造教会的工作。
That the Holy Spirit is the one that coordinates all the work.
所以保罗这里强调说，他好像一个聪明的工头。
So here Paul mentioned that he's like a leader.
He's like, looks like a smart builder.
He's like the head of the workers.
所以他这里面的意思讲说，圣灵如何做，他就照着圣灵的样式跟着去做。
So how does Holy Spirit want to do it? Then he will follow the Holy Spirit.
不是保罗想怎么建造就怎么建造。
It's not up to Paul to decide how to build.
他要看圣灵如何在建造的事情做工，他就跟着圣灵一同去建造。
He wants to see how the Holy Spirit wanted to be done.
那保罗是如何成为这样聪明的工头
？And then how Paul can become such a wise builder?
我们从保罗的身上可不可以学到一些功课，能够帮助我们在建造教会的上面，我们也能够有。有得着有学习。
So can we learn the lesson from Paul about building up a church?
首先我们看见保罗其实是主特别拣选的一个器皿。
So we will see that Paul is a special vessel chosen by God.
主把教会的启示，把建造教会的这个心意启示给他看。
Lord showed the desire of building a church to him.
所以我们可以说保罗是一个看见异象有启示的人。
So Paul has received revelation.
主不仅把这个异象启示给他。
Not only the vision was given to him.
他也因为看见这个异象，他把自己完全摆在这个异象的里面。
After Paul see the vision, Paul put himself up.
使徒行传记载说，当他给亚基帕王做见证的时候
，So when he was testified to a king.
他讲的说，亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象，先在大马士革，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地，以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神。形式与悔改的心相称，在使徒行传二十六章十九到二十节。
In the book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 19.
To 20. 十九到二十节。
So the king, so then King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven, first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea and to the Gentiles also. I preached that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds.
保罗是一个有启示、有异象、有属灵看见的人。
So Paul is the one who received vision and spirit and revelation.
所以这里给我们看见。作为教会的建造者，我们必须也要有启示，有异象。
So as the builder of church, we have to have a revelation and vision.
要按照主所给我们的启示来建造教会。
And to build according to the vision that God gave.
那如果我们多看两个例子，其实这个属灵的原则更清楚。
So we see the principle clearer.
那旧约的时候，当神吩咐摩西为他建造会幕的时候
，When in the Old Testament, when God asked Moses to build the tabernacle.
那我们熟悉圣经的人都知道说神是先将摩西带到山上。
We know that God has brought Moses up to the mountain first.
把会幕的模型指给摩西看。
And then show Moses the drawings of tabernacle.
然后神吩咐摩西说。
And then God told Moses.
你要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着山上指示你的样式去做。
You have to be careful and according to the blueprint to do every work.
所以神让摩西先有启示，先看见那个建造的模型。
So God showed a vision to Moses first.
那同样，当大卫建造圣殿的时候也是如此。
And in the same way, when David built the temple.
当大卫心里面要为神建造殿的时候，神也是先将殿的样子画给大卫来看。
When David wanted to build God's temple, God showed him a vision first.
前一段我们每天读经，刚刚读完这一段。
And we were reading this passage earlier.
大卫为建殿预备了材料，直到他的儿子所罗门将圣殿建成。
And David prepared all the material until he died and let his son to build.
但是当圣殿建成的时候，圣经特别讲是按照神所启示大卫的样式建造。
And when the temple was fully built, it mentioned that this temple was built according to God's will that showed to David.
摩西建会幕，大卫建圣殿。
Moses built tabernacle, and David built God's temple.
那包括后面的保罗、众使徒，都是有属灵的看见，都是有从神那里来的启示。
And all the saints, including Paul, they all received the vision from God.
特别是新约的这些跟随主的门徒。
And in the New Testament, a lot of disciples.
他们曾讲说，之前他们是凭着肉体来认识主。
In the beginning, they were knowing the Lord through flesh.
但是当圣灵来了以后，他们圣灵帮助他们能够对主有更清楚的看见。
But after Holy Spirit come down on them, they can understand the Lord better.
当有清楚看见的时候，才能够明白神的心意，才能够按照神的启示去做这样。
Only when they see the Lord clearer, they can understand His will and follow His work.
有属灵的看见，有启示，才能够建造教会。
Having a spiritual understanding, then they can build the church.
那放在我们今天，在我们的聚会当中，其实我们有需要同样的学习。
And today we have to have the same lesson.
当我们来服侍教会的时候，我们需要先看见主。
When we are serving the serving church, we have to first see the Lord.
我们先需要从主那里得到异象和启示。
We have to receive a vision and revelation from the Lord first.
一切教会建造的工作都要从属灵的认识和看见开始。
Every work that done by church has to start from understanding the Lord.
即使是最小的一部分，也要对主有认识。
Even on the smallest matter.
因为主说要按照山上指示你的样式去做。
Because the Lord said you have to follow the detail of His order.
如果我们把这句话反过来来理解的话，
If we try to understand this from a different angle,
一切不出于主所启示的都不是建造，主都不要。
Anything that is out of His blueprint will be rejected by Lord.
一切出于我们自己的建造，主都要拆毁。
Anything built by our own will will be destroyed.
换句话说，都是徒然，都是空跑。
And therefore, it just means that anything will be empty.
那周五我送常建弟兄回旅馆的时候，
As I was sending brothers 常建 back to the hotel on Friday,
我们有一点点这个聊天讲话。
We had some fellowship together.
那他跟我提到那个圣经里面的一句话，对我来讲是一个很大的提醒。
And what he told me is actually a great reminder.
他讲说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人枉然劳力。
If it's not according to God's constructions, the one who is building will be in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就是枉然警醒。
If the Lord is not protecting the castle, the one who is watching it will be in vain.
今天我们的建造若不在神的心意里面，
If today's our constructions is not under His will,
不是神所要的，
It's not required or desired by the Lord.
就是枉然劳力。
Then we are working in vain.
当有一天我们去面见神的时候，
And when we come to see the Lord,
都经不住神的火炼。
We will not be able to stand the fire testing.
只有那些出于金银宝石的才能够留下。
Only those that is the real diamond can stand the fire.
那可能我们有一个问题。
So we have this question.
我们现在这个生命的光景。
In our condition, current condition.
我们没有办法对主有那么清楚的看见。
We cannot see Lord clearly.
或者说我们也没有什么意象，没有什么启示。
Or we can say that we do not see any vision or a revelation.
那我们要怎么办？
So what should we do?
我想就像常年弟兄讲说，我们说了这么多，我们有亮光。
So then it's just like Brother 常建 said, we talk a lot, but we have no vision.
那我们要不要开始？
So should we start?
所以我是感觉说，对我们每个人来讲。
So to every one of us.
无论我们跟随主多久的年日，
No matter how long we have followed Christ,
我们没有一个人胆敢讲说我对主的认识是完全的，是够用。
Not one of us dare to say that what we know is enough.
我们对主的认识都是一点一点在经历当中，在服事当中长大。
What we know about the Lord is to accumulate it through our little bit of service time to time.
可能在开始的时候，我们对主的认识非常有限，甚至很肤浅，甚至是错误。
In the beginning, the knowledge that we know about the Lord may be very shallow or misunderstood.
但是我们要向神有着这样的心。
But we have to have this heart towards God.
我们愿意在神面前是个柔软的人。
That we are willing to be humble.
随时接受圣灵在我们身上的带领。
That we are willing to accept the Holy Spirit's guidance.
那我们可能在这个过程当中会跌跌绊绊。会有很多的难处。
Through the process, we might fall and tremble.
但是就是在这些难处和经历的里面。
But through troubles and experience,
主要我们看见我们自己的有限。
Lord want us to see that we are limited.
但是主更要我们看见他自己奇妙的作为。
And Lord want us to understand His great creation.
那就是在这个过程当中，我们越来越多的经历主，越来越多的认识主。
That through the process, we get to know God little by little.
那我们这个软弱不配的人也能够在这个过程当中越来越被神改变。
And we are the worthy, weak person, then we are able to be built up by the Lord.
所以我们一切都是在这个渐渐增长的过程里面。
So all of these are progressing.
但是我们要对向的神有个愿意的心。
But we have to have this willing heart.
只要我们有这样愿意的心，神就会一点一点来改变我们，来破碎我们。
As long as we have this willing heart, God is willing to help us.
在这个过程当中，神不仅得着我们、建造我们，他也建造我们的聚会。
Not only God obtained us and built us up individually, but also built up the whole church.
那盼望我们都能够成为一个教会的建造者，能够与神同工的人。
And I hope that every one of us can become this part of the constructions.
那我在想说，我在刚刚得救不长时间。
And so as I remember when I first being saved.
我在想想我是得救还是没得救，因为那是参加教会的福音班。
So I was in the gospel Sunday school.
那个时候带福音班的是国华，是田振中弟兄和国华姐妹。
And the brother who lead the group is 田振中 and 国华。
那我那时候最这个一件事情很困扰我的就是，到底祷告有没有用
？And at that time, I was always questioning: Is praying workable?
所以我就常常问这些在主里面比较老练的，到底有些事情到底要不要祷告，然后到底答案是什么，到底要如何做？
So I always ask this question and see how they will answer me and what I should do.
我记得有一天周五晚上就在这边查经的时候，他说的话我现在还记得。
And I remember very clearly still that Friday's Bible study day.
他说我们有些事情要到神面前来寻求的时候。
So he mentioned that sometimes when we come to the Lord to seek.
只要我们跟神祷告了。
As long as we pray to the Lord.
你往东往西都是对的。
No matter you go to the east or west is correct.
我再说一遍啊，他就说，如果我们有些事情要寻求神的带领。
Then let me repeat, when we pray to the Lord for guidance.
可以往东做，也可以往西做。
We can do it to the west and to the east.
我们想明白说神到底要带领我们往哪个方向去。
Even though we do not understand which direction we have to go.
那他给我的答案说，你只要祷告了。
And his answer is, as long as you pray.
往东也行，往西也行。
East is okay and west is okay too.
大家感觉这个答案能不能让你满意
？So are you satisfied with this answer?
至少在当时，我感觉很不满意。
At that time, I was not satisfied.
我感觉好像不是我想要的答案，或者是说，即使有这样的答案，还是没有办法帮助我，到底是应该往东还是应该往西？
I felt like this is not the right answer, and it's not telling me whether I should go to east or west.
但是这么多年下来，我才慢慢体会到这句话背后真正的意义啊。
But through all these years, now I start to understand.
这句话就是，无论我们做什么事情，我们想往东做也好，我们想要往西做也好，我们都把这件事情带到神的面前。
That is, no matter what we want to do, going to the west or to the east, as long as we bring this matter to the God hand.
当我们交托给主的时候
，As we put these things into God's hand，
我们往东，神在往东的时候预备我们当学的功课。
As we go towards the east, God will give us the lesson。
当我们往西的时候，神同样有他够用的恩典。
As we go towards the west, God will continue to provide us。
最主要的是我们愿不愿意把这些事情带到主的面前。
And the most important thing is whether we are willing to put this matter into God's hand。
那今天我也是同样说，当我们一起来思想说。我们愿不愿意为着主的缘故，我们一起来追求长进，为了教会能够成熟，把自己摆上的时候。
So today, for God's sake, for the church to grow, are we willing to put ourselves up to the Lord's hand?
我们有没有这样愿意的心
？Do we have this willingness?
我们可能真的不明白、不清楚。
We might not understand.
对主的经历、对主的启示、对主的意向，我们认识都非常有限。
We understand very little about God's vision and revelation.
但是我们愿意在主面前一起学习，一起追求。
But we are willing to learn together.
只要我们愿意，神就有路。
As long as we are willing, there is a way from Lord.
只要我们愿意，教会就有希望。
As long as we are willing, church has hope.
求主来帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us.
好，我们一点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
现在主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Dear Jesus, we thank you.
人的话实在是有限。
Our word is limited.
求主圣灵继续在我们当中做工。
And may the Holy Spirit continue to work among us.
主啊，让我们看见得救只是我们的开始。
So that we see salvation is only the beginning.
你要把那更丰盛的生命赏赐给我们。
And you want to give us a more full life.
你要让你自己的教会在这个地上成为你唯一的见证。
So that you want church to be the only witness on the earth.
是吧？今天看见我们自己的光景，看见我们聚会的光景。
As we see our own condition, our church condition.
我们真的在你面前承认，我们离得你自己的心意差得很远很远。
We have to admit that we are so far away from your goal.
求圣灵亲自来带领我们，来感动我们。
May the Holy Spirit guide us and touch us.
也求主亲自在我们当中来做工。
And may you work in us.
吸引我们，让我们能够愿意把自己摆在你自己的心意的里面。
So that we are willing to put ourselves up into your will.
让我们这个人可以被你建造。
So that we can be built up.
让你自己的教会也能够得到建造。
So that the church can be built up.
求主怜悯恩待我。
May the Lord have mercy and grace on us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.